Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
It is Thankful Thursdays on Reporter's Notebook, and today I am thankful for the people who work at the grocery store. Look, I took it for granted before the pandemic. I mean, you usually go to the grocery store and you don't stop to say thanks. You get what you need. If you have a question, they send you to the right aisle. You pay the cashier and you're gone. But they're now frontline workers. The stores wouldn't be open unless they had the courage to work, not knowing what they'd be exposed to or who they'd be exposed to. We reported today on CBS This Morning that the United Food and Commercial Workers Union says at least 68 grocery employees have died from COVID-19 and more than 10,000 have been exposed or infected.